And we're back here on WWDH Radio, live from Duncan on this Tuesday, grand opening, July 21st, 2020.
2020. You're watching 2020 with Hugh Downs.
No, and Barbara Walters.
Yes, absolutely.
Hugh's in touch, so we'll be in touch.
You know, I have to say, Marion knows how to turn out for grand opening, without a doubt.
Lots of
people coming back, and a lot of people are so grateful for Duncan to be here. Now, we haven't gotten anybody to answer our question, when was Duncan conceived? In 1948, was it?
1948, Open Kettle.
And William Rosenberg. William Rosenberg. We want to give you a nice cup from the fine people at Duncan.
I think he was married to Joan Rivers for a period of time, was he not?
That's cool.
I think that was Edgar Rosenberg.
Edgar.
Now, there was a lot of great, what would you call this, swag?
Yeah.
Swag.
I got my Liberace swag on.
What do you do? We're talking swag here. All right, yeah. You got to get a picture here.
Yes, my pleasure. Yeah.
Pictures happening here. Pictures galore here at WWDH Radio 107.1 FM. Cuppy's here. Pictures are happening. We're on the air, and we're having a great time here today at Duncan. And we've got great gentlemen.
Duncan,
great keychains. We have got frisbees. We have got cups. We've got all kinds of things down here at Duncan today. What a day it is. And Cuppy is out, and WWDH Radio is here, and that is great. All kinds of videos and things going on. We're very happy with this, and that's what you're hearing in the background. How about that? That's why we're here.
And we're not social distancing.
We're not.
I love you, Bob.
And Bob will have us back. We'll be great. It's going to be a thing.
All
right, we're having a great thing. Hey, Terry, come on over here. Terry will be heading over here momentarily, and we're going to talk about what's going on here, WWDH Radio, live. All right, let's see what's going on here. People are asking questions in the drive-thru about Ted right now. We have no idea what's going on. Terry's over across the way, and he's coming this way. I know he is. He's going to take the seat that was once occupied by Dustin, and we're all going to get in on the pictures here. All right. Terry.
Yeah.
Grand opening.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a thing.
Awesome. Grand opening. At the Duncan here at 11:36.
What a day. What a show.
And the line is still the drive-through line, and they're still coming in.
People are still coming in by the mat.
Yes,
and I'm having fun giving away some of the many giveaways that Duncan has here. We've got magnets, we've got pens, we've got frisbees.
Keychains.
Insulated cups. Come on to Duncan. It's the grand opening of Marion's number one donut.
Duncan. Now, you love a good donut, do you not, Terry?
Yeah.
Do you know that 4 years ago, 4 years ago today, where were we?
4 years ago today.
We
were at the Republican National Convention.
Certainly were.
Yes.
And I was posing with Bob Schieffer. It just came up on the memory.
And I was Yoda from Bruce Lackley.
Oh, tell the story. It's worthwhile.
Bruce Lackley, if the listeners don't know, I'm sure they do. He's a conservative icon. I think she was 52 maybe straight Republican conventions. Anyway, I was going around helping him while he was setting up. I was rounding up some interviews for him, and the one particular person he wanted to talk to was really happy, so I said, no problem. He showed me her, and I went and got her. But in order to get to her, you had to go through her son, who is not the nicest person in the world.
Yeah, I think a diet, maybe,
would you have a croissant?
Yeah,
a croissant. Anyway, this guy was
we're placing an order here right now. This all happened live on the air. Go back to your post. I'm having a story.
Anyway, I have to run her down. She's keep in mind 90
or 92, 93.
Yes. Okay. Well, so if I go round her up, she's in a wheelchair, of course, you know, and her age-wise, she's in her 90s. Her son happens to be with her at the time, so she agrees to do the interview. Well, in the meantime, the sun is just chewing me out left and right because we're keeping her too long, and we didn't tell her that it was going to be this long, and she didn't quite know where we were, and she had to go up a bunch of stairs and elevators. And
you know, I did not know any of this was going on, though, because it was so loud.
Yeah.
In the
queue. And to be honest, when you were doing the interview, you were kind of off. There was like a little, I don't know what you call it, not like a changing room, but like a some sort of a like a prep room.
Oh, changing
room. Yeah, where they prep people. And he had me back there just chewing me out. Didn't tell me, you know, his mother had to be home at a certain time, and just reading me the riot act. You know?
You got in trouble.
Oh, my.
With this gentleman.
Yeah.
He wasn't having it.
And then, of course, the greatest story was the Katie Couric story.
Oh, the Katie Couric story.
The Katie Couric story. We're set up at a Crook and Loans arena right across from what now turned out to be all the governors.
The governor's suite.
Yeah, which at the time we didn't really know. Well, anyway, we got a great spot because in order to go to MSNBC or CNN, you had to pass us. So as we're setting up here, whatever, this lady comes and taps our table and says, well, you guys got a nice area, you know, you're set up. And I said, I think, you know, and I said, she looks familiar. And in the meantime, Scott just busted out laughing. And I'm thinking, well, what's so funny? And he goes, you don't know who that was, do you? And I said, no. And he said, that was Katie Couric. And I said, what? No. So, of course, now then I'm trying to run her down, of course. And at this point now I'm thinking, oh, gosh, she's going to call security because now she thinks I'm a stalker, you know. But at the time, it was hilarious because I did not know who Katie Couric was. And it was
Katie Couric.
And it'll live with me for it was Katie Couric.
It was Katie Couric.
For the rest of my life, and I did not know who Katie Couric was.
And she was right in your face?
She was within my face. I mean, right there. I could have easily said, hey, come and do it.
Let's see, when I said, thank you, Miss Couric, didn't that stop with the tip off?
It didn't even register, to be honest.
Katie Couric, a legend.
And then, of course, the action we got to see in the lounge downstairs.
Oh, Roger Stone.
With the
just got off the hook.
Yeah, when he was in the headlock and the guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a little melee down there in the... I got to meet Roger Ailes.
And Rod Stewart.
And Rod Stewart. It was a thing. It truly really was. Unbelievable.
Yeah. It was one of those experiences that, I mean, literally just the who's who of that was there that walked by us. I mean, Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, he's going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Wolf Blitzer has a kidney problem.
As a matter of fact, Scott kept a piece of paper and pencil to see how many times Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, he was always in there. You could not go in the rest
and the guy from the McNeil Lerner Hour.
Oh, what was the guy's name? Short little... He looked like Droopy the dog.
Droopy dog, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember what his name was.
He came by. Phil Robertson, the father from Duck Dynasty.
Don King was there.
Don King was there. Montel Jordan. Or Montel Williams.
Montel Williams was there, absolutely.
Of course, the Carl Bernstein.
Dan Rather.
Another interesting guy, Carl Bernstein.
You got into a scuffle with Carl Bernstein as well.
And Dan Rather.
And Dan Rather. And Ted Koppel.
And Ted Koppel.
Oh,
my.
What were you doing harassing these people at the Republican convention?
I go up to Dan Rather, you know, just being cordial, telling me, you know, where we're set up.
By the way, Dan Rather is a rather tall man.
He is.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. I was very surprised.
Yeah.
But, so I go up, and I'm being cordial. I tell him where we're set up, and I say, Mr. Rather, it would be great if could you do an interview with us. In the meantime, out of nowhere comes this, his handler, I guess you would call him. I don't know what the proper term
handler
is. But he was, next thing you know, I don't know if he's going to do like a chicken wing, like a Bruce Lee type karate chop on me or, you know, or what. But he's asking me for business cards, and I'm thinking he's going to start frisking me, and, you know.
You made a horrible mistake.
Oh, boy. And then Ted Koppel, I never got two words out of my mouth.
Oh, no, Ted Koppel. But he said it with a smile.
He did say it with a smile, but he was very blunt and to the point. You were not getting an interview with him.
I did. That's whining and dining.
Yes, Bob Schieffer was really nice.
Well, I like Bob Schieffer.
Yeah, he was really nice.
But his handler, too, was
yeah,
nice.
No. His
without
handler.
The uniform, this is Cuffy.
Oh, that's Cuffy. Hi, Cuffy. Cuffy on the uniform. Way to be.
I tell you, somebody else who wasn't very nice, and I hate to say this, but she made it completely known he wasn't going to be very nice, was Ann Coulter.
Oh,
wow.
Not a pleasant woman.
No. She was. She made it clear right from the start she absolutely was doing no interviews.
I'm not sure why she was there.
I overheard her say why she was there, but I don't know for 100% sure that that's why she was there.
She was probably selling one of those Red Bull books.
Well, she was, but then she also said she was there only for the party. I heard her tell someone.
Was there a party?
Well, they asked
where
was
I? The reception. I must have missed that.
I don't know.
I thought I missed the party.
I don't know.
But that's where we were 4 years ago in history.
And man, and it was great, but the downfall was, make sure if you go to those things, you wear the right shoes. Oh, my goodness. My feet, when I left there, that place was so big. And there's so many different people. Bam Jones was great. Phyllis Schlafly was great.
But you also infiltrated. Well, I went along with it, so I can't exonerate myself in this particular matter. But we infiltrated the CNN commissary.
Yeah. We ate great the 4 days, three or four days we were there. We ate great. And the late, but the, in our defense, though, the dessert lady loved it.
Yes, that's how we got in there.
Yes. She actually said that the commissary was only for what, CNN people?
Only for CNN people, only for your Anderson Coopers
that's
and your
right,
Wolf Blitzers.
Right.
And
well,
your...
then I just found the one day I was eating lunch, and right across from me was George Will. I had no idea.
George Will.
I had
abandoned.
No idea with him. I had no idea.
Now, Ted,
yes.
We're having a... No, stay there. Now, Ted, you know we are in a political season.
Yes.
So we got to talk a little bit about this. We got time this morning. Here
man,
we are.
Man, don't get me started with this.
Oh, this will be good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, I can hear the dial. Rip it off.
Rip the
Band-Aid
off.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Give us your thoughts on where we're headed here. It's mid-July. We will have an election in the beginning of November.
Yeah.
We're within, what is that, 4 months? Five months?
We're in the middle of a pandemic.
We're under 5 months here. What's going to happen come the great month of November?
I think we should go back to that impeachment hearings on Trump. No, I'm just teasing. It just seems like there's no political agenda on anybody's mind right now. You know, you don't hear of any other candidates, you know, Biden and Trump. He hasn't even been a thorough electoral choice in anybody's matter. You know, we just don't want to be thrust upon either or. We want a view of candidates. Is there going to be any debate?
I haven't really even heard anybody talk on
nobody. Nothing. So I want to say that we're in for a troubled remainder of this year with the election.
Well, it's very interesting because this will speak to how far along we go back now. You know, you build up a history. This man, Ted Williams, on my show I believe it was May of 2016.
When I
15. Yes,
you
announced on my show.
You made the official announcement.
I made the official announcement, sure.
That I was running, and my platform, of course, was, correct me if I'm wrong, it was fair housing.
Time for a date.
You know, privatizing prisons.
Correct.
Education. Yeah, and trying to get these... I was talking about making things more accessible for people who are felons, convicted felons, who don't get an opportunity.
The homeless.
So there's, and none of those ideas have been addressed by any of our candidates. Would I run again?
Yeah, would you run again?
Yeah.
Well, why not?
You don't have to do much this year.
Yeah, you're right.
You can do it from home.
Yeah.
You can do it from Zoom.
Yeah.
Well, all I got to do is deny any kind of speculations or reports that I've done something.
Get in.
The media is garbage. Yeah, I don't know. We're in a troubled situation, but I think the only primary thoughts that Trump has is re-election.
If you don't like what's going on nationally, but would there be any circumstance where you would jump in again?
Well, of course, Black Lives Matter. I think, you know, that's the most important situation that I'm going on. You know, and of course, all lives matter. I don't want to just simply say Black Lives Matter because it's a long time coming, and I'm not going to sit down and harp on it, you know what I mean? I'm just glad that many of the instances where the police were involved, that those policemen are becoming accountable for their ill actions.
Do you find it during this time of racial unrest, which is what we have going on in this country
now,
that we do not, both of our candidates are 75-year-old white men?
That's a good way to put it.
Somebody not point this out.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's Hillary will do good getting back in the race or what.
What about you? You were there in 2015.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. No, I think I'm a... Well, I can't have any more greater credibility about my experiences in politics than what Trump does.
Right, so just jump in there.
Yeah, I'm going
to
jump.
You don't have to
do
much.
You're
going to
talk
year.
Me into this.
Because I'll tell you what would happen. You know, you make this monumental announcement here at Duncan.
Yeah. Ted Williams for president.
From Duncan.
From Duncan, yeah.
But you know, it comes in at a time.
Oh, the golden voice is the right choice. So says our friend Terry over there.
It's an interesting thing because in 2015, when you jumped in all sincerity, there were things going on. You know, President Obama was president. Trump was running. Hillary was running. Jeb Bush was running. They had a whole plethora of things. Now, you know, it's different.
Okay, so all of our political people out there that are going to vote, don't vote for Trump and come to Duncan.
It's interesting. What derailed, in your opinion, that run in 2015?
Well, you know, after all those candidates, the money, there you go, money.
Well, money always does it, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, Trump truly had the lead in that area, so, but I just wish I could have maybe passed on, if anything would have been an outcome, I wish I could have passed on some of the urgent platforms.
You only get a shot every 4 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, a person with your notoriety and things of that nature, and also representing a community, which I think certainly wants to be represented at this particular point.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's right. Well, yeah.
What do you got to lose?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's really put the best foot forward in any of our choices from here on out. Let's really, really think forward. You know, this pandemic just has taken the best out of our, you know,
What have you made of this pandemic?
Oh, man, in a way it's fearful to go out, but then in a way, you know, I'm not going to let fear just consume me, you know? I love hugging people. I love to see a smile. Now, you can't even sneeze openly, you know. I was at a restaurant, Applebee's, not too long ago, and I coughed. You should have seen the place clear out.
Well, you got
Yeah, there was a group of people that had assembled, and as I was coming up, I just wanted to make sure that my voice is okay, and I went, man, the people left immediately.
The one of the picture left.
Yeah, that's right.
Goodbye.
Yeah, there was no more, you know, can I take a picture with you? Yeah, excuse me.
You know, has there ever been, you being in the news business for a long time, being in media, has there ever been a news story or an event that has affected more people directly than this in the history of the world?
Not that I can think of.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yes, yes. You know, God, kids out of school, being homeschooled. That's not a bad idea to begin with, but when you've got these kids don't know how to socially exercise any of the freedoms that they were once given.
It's fascinating. You know, it's an event in and of itself.
Yes.
And what are schools going to be like when we head back in the fall? We don't know anything about high school sports at this point. We don't know anything about how fundraisers are going to go. We don't know where the money's going to come from. We don't know what the homeless situation looks like at this particular juncture.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing.
The prisons are now... Listen, my son, unfortunately, is in prison. And... he told me the whole unit that he was in was COVID-19.
Really?
Positive, yeah, including my son.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Coming through loud and clear.
Coming through loud and clear. That's what we want to hear. All morning long, enjoyable. Well, that's good. We want to hear loud and clear.
And one of our fine family friends.
Quick the sunshine.
It's the sunshine time right here at the grand opening of Duncan. It's 1136 Mount Vernon Avenue, right here in the heart of Marion. And I'm Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice. And, of course, you got my main man, Scott Spears, PhD, MD,
PhD, whatever you want to
call it. Yes. We're here with Terry and also David Jones and the fine people living in balance and Nikkei.
Now, Ted, now you just touched on a very interesting point there. Your son was infected with COVID-19.
Yeah, and he...
David, he just took a bite of a donut.
I ate a big sprinkle donut. And
he thought I was going to talk longer, and
David
I didn't.
would chew me out if he knew that I was talking with my mouth full. But, yeah, he's in there. The whole, I think each unit houses about 80 to 100 men. They were all at London, Ohio Correctional Institution. They all tested positive for the COVID-19.
As a father, what does that do?
Makes me become more socially distanced away from him. As a father who has a child incarcerated, the only thing I can do is pray, hope for the best, and hope that I live long enough to see his release. He'll be released in 2025.
You know, you'll live that long.
Yeah, I look forward to it. At least
5 years.
Yeah.
Now, Ted, you are at the ripe old age at this point of...
63. Well, I'll be 63 September 22nd of this year.
But you've got a tremendous longevity in your family.
Yes, my mom lived to be 98, and my dad was, I think dad was 80, but 7 scores of 10 is what the Bible, you know, not guarantees us, but to be able to live to see 70 is a blessing.
Certainly is.
Anything over 70, you know, God really seems favored. But I have a lot of my lifestyle doesn't dictate that I, you know, I smoke cigarettes for one. I'm drug free, but I smoke the hell out of a cigarette. I just hope that I want all of our listeners at WWGH, I want all of my GH family to keep me in your prayers. You know, we all smoke, we all have vices. I couldn't kick the drug habit and the cigarette habit and the alcohol habit. And so, you know, I don't gamble. So there's a lot of good things about me and qualities about me. But, and I don't knock people that do gamble. Speaking of gambling, the casino in Columbus is opened up, right?
I think so.
I go in there, half of the place is shut down. You know what I mean?
What can you do?
You're focused on 5 or 6 one-armed bandits, a couple card games, and yet you go out in the front of the place. We're open. Welcome back. Who the hell wants to go and just see 3 little slot machines come up?
It's a whole different world. And all the entertainers who have had to stop performing because of this,
yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah. But we'll get over it. America is strong, and we're not going to just pamper this thing. We're going to fight it. And from what I understand, there's somewhat of a breakthrough with the possibility of a vaccine.
Well, there is, and I think that's what will eventually quell this. But the question is, when will we have the vaccine?
Yeah, yeah. It's not going to be this year. So many things have been canceled just because baseball. I've just never seen or witnessed anything. I'm only 60 years. I've never seen a season canceled or, you know.
Well, the thing that I'm fearful is, because all the experts are saying that we're not going to have a vaccine until the new year, is you certainly can't have Times Square New Year's Eve.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that.
Certainly can't. And how about all the Christmas gatherings?
Yeah, the shopping.
Well, think about all, and here's the big problem. Think about
7 people at a time in the middle of Macy's.
Well, the underprivileged, what about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Wow, the Rose Parade.
They canceled that.
Oh, they canceled that.
But you have Christmas, and one of the things that societies all do, in Christmas Clearinghouse has done this in Marion for so long, is give Christmas to needy children. But I don't know if people would be able to donate items.
Yeah.
I don't think they would.
Oh, God.
What's going to happen at Christmas?
Charity Newsies.
Coats for Christmas?
It was Coats for Christmas, that's right.
I think we're going to have a big problem on our hands coming up this December.
Yeah.
But we're in July now,
Well, right now we're still focusing on the election and a few other things. You know, one of the things my friend David Jones, he talked about, Nikan is a great product. I can't speak on it any further. Dave, why don't you come? Oh, he's eating. He's enjoying his breakfast. I'll leave him. Duncan has a great healthy sandwich, breakfast sandwiches and all. Do they serve hamburgers or anything?
Is that about here?
Yeah. Yours is.
Oh, it's in the bag. All right. I'm going to do that eventually.
Yeah. Well, I want to say once again, it's the grand opening of Duncan, 1136 Mount Vernon Avenue, WWGH 107.1 FM. on your dial. I'm glad to have everybody around, and just keep coming to our station because it's number one when it comes to information.
And, you know, Ted, autograph a few more of these because we take these back to the studio tomorrow.
Okay.
They'll be collector's items with your autograph. That's how that all works.
Hey, I'm going to go out and meet some more people in the meantime. So come on by.
What a day we're having here. What do you
want to
sing? Can we sing when we're together? Let's
sing something. Okay.
What do you got?
Well, let me see. Let me see. I wanted to sing You Are the Sunshine. You are my sunshine.
That wasn't bad. Came through there. Do you have a favorite song?
To WWGH. You are my best friend there, Scotty.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, there's one. I want you to know that I'm looking forward to that podcast that we were talking about.
Very soon.
In conjunction with WWGA.
And some of the merchandise.
Yes, that's right. Merchandising is truly going to be a part of it.
Swag.
Swag, yeah. You'll have the Golden Boys t-shirts, and they'll be produced by my friend Terry.
Exclusively at
WWGH 107.1 FM. I understand.
Hey, and we'll have our new t-shirt available very soon,
yeah.
Which will be I Survived COVID with the Golden Voice of Duncan.
That's right.
You know, yeah, there you go. I have to say, I'm wearing my red Liberace jacket, sequin, and it's blinding. I walked out of there, and the reflection, like, hit me in my eyes.
Imagine what it's like for us.
Yeah.
I haven't seen since 8:30 this morning. There we go.
We're live, and we're broadcasting at the grand opening of Duncan right here in the heart of Marion, Ohio.
This lady here in the car, Ted, she's looking at you.
Where? Oh, yeah.
Who is in there?
I'm probably blinging over there.
There you go.
Sending a SOS signal.
We are having fun. For
I'm going to go out here and I'm going to be.
It's going
people.
Amongst the people.
Yes.
Going amongst the people. There we go. Barry, you're coming back over to the broadcast position here. Ted is going out. Cuppy is back out here, the mascot for Duncan. What a morning this has been. And our good friend Rich Dorenblow stopped by.
Yeah.
Harry, you had a chance to talk to Rich Dorenblow. What do you have to say?
He just wanted to let you know you were coming across you.
We want to come through.
Crystal
clear. Perfect. 40 minutes past the hour here. We got 20 minutes left in this hour, but we have a whole another hour to go.
And here we go again. Once again, Dave, this line does not move. And
it's
still overlapping. Since 8 o'clock this morning, it has been nonstop in this drive-thru out here.
And what is going to happen in our final hour?
Oh, and to answer the question from earlier as far as how many varieties they have, I asked the lady, and she said that it's really done by the community that they go in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The community dictates how many varieties they carry. But she told me earlier they try to create a donut for every community that they come.
Donut for every community they come.
Yeah.
Now, remember, Duncan is located at 1136 Mount Vernon Avenue right next to the Jiffy Lube.
So she said they really need a lot of input from the residents of Marion. So if you have any ideas on what flavor, yeah.
I believe it's apple butter.
If you think apple butter, that sounds great. I mean, just whatever. She said it's solely based on the input of
the community in general.
Yeah.
So, a fascinating thing.
Yeah. I thought it was a pretty neat little.
You know, that's a community business there for you.
Yeah.
You know.
She said, the lady also here said that they have 24, I think she said, charitable organizations that they support.
Now, do we know what the top-selling donut has been today?
No. I'll find that out at the break.
We're going to find that out at the break.
Yeah.
We're going to learn what the top-selling donut is on day number one.
What the top-selling drink is also.
Now, tell us about the drink. There are several.
First of all, it's so interesting when you come in here, the drinks themselves, they look like beer packs. So you actually go to the area when you order, and they will pull back the tap, so to speak, and then that's what dispenses your drink. They have lattes, and they have frappes, and there's some juices and things like that. It's a low-carb drink. It's fascinating in here.
It's an amazing, amazing atmosphere,
yeah,
an amazing, amazing place to be, without question.
They've been great to us here, so thank you to all the staff and the management here at Dunkin'. You guys are great. Thank you very much.
For making this broadcast happen today.
It's very smooth.
The people at Dunkin' have been accommodated.
It's always great when he's good.
Yes, yes.
We always have a good time. He's out amongst his people here. Well, after he feeds his face with them.
I'm in my element. Now, we have got to thank certainly the people here at Dunkin'.
Sure.
They have been very accommodable this morning.
Yes,
very nice, polite, great.
Did you get your sandwich?
I did get my sandwich. I appreciate that. I'm going to eat it at the break here.
Thank you, Mommy.
All righty.
Oh, another nice warm cup of Joe there for him.
Yeah.
The Dunkin' Donuts coffee, the classic Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Now, I was told earlier on, it has a fake sweet taste.
What, the coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. That's pretty good.
That must be like their signature theme that they're going for, you know.
A truly tremendous experience to be here at Dunkin' during a grand opening. It's been so many years. How many years ago would you say the Dunkin' went out of business in Marion?
Absolutely.
Oh, so they did have one.
They did have one.
Yeah, it was just up right on the corner up here.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So I guess they felt that they could use it again.
I believe so, but it's quite an app.
But this time, it seems like they've changed around. The last time, the emphasis was on dining room. Now this year, it seems like the emphasis is on the drive-thru.
Now let me ask you a question. Is Marion considered somewhat of a test market for food? And, you know, Columbus is a test market, without a doubt.
I believe so,
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
How many things, how many businesses in terms of eating places have come and gone within a matter of, like, you see
quickly. Well, like White Castle did not do well here.
Popeyes.
I was going to ask you about a White Castle just a little while ago.
We had one. Right up the road. Didn't do well.
It left?
Yeah.
It left.
So no White Castle.
No more White Castle.
No, it did not do.
Ponderosa.
Gone.
And my dear friend David told me that Golden Corral has corralled on out of there.
Oh, that is a shame. Golden Corral had some good food.
Yeah, they did.
Ponderosa here, they're gone.
Ponderosa came
out. No more buffets.
We had a riot.
I think the COVID-19 did in Golden Corral. I was by the one at 161 in Sawmill, and the sign and letters above the door taken off.
Wow.
That was a staple of that area for a long time. I ate it that way quite a bit.
I wonder how the one in Mansfield is doing.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was a very popular Golden Corral.
Yeah.
And we're broadcasting live from 1136 Mount Vernon Avenue right here in the heart of Marion, Ohio, at the new location of Dunkin'. And come on down. Have a great time. We've got some giveaways. I'm Ted Williams, the man with the God-given golden voice. I got David Jones with Living in Balance. We've got Terry, and we've got my dearest friend, Scott Spears, the CEO of WWGH 107.1.
And how long have we been doing interviews, Ted? We started with that earlier. It's going to be 9 years.
Yes, exactly. 2011, you guys were my featured station that always catered to some of my, desires and all of that. I love you, Scott. We're going to work my way into daily radio with you.
You know, it's very interesting because I look back at the history of this whole thing, and when we go through time, you know, when your book was released, your initial book, you came on.
I did.
You came on and announced you were running for president. That was a big thing.
Yes.
We went bowling together.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed that.
We went into the popcorn festival
together.
Hey, that
guy's still here at the station? What's his name? The one film that never showed up.
He didn't show up quite a bit.
WNCI's former.
We had to not show him completely.
Okay.
So, and then there was also, we did bowling. We have been together on the night before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We have done Christmas. We've rushed you and Santa, and we've got you sing the Christmas song.
Yeah, and we had a couple with some of your celebrities, Gallagher and all. We were up at the mall.
Mary Ellen Withrow.
Yes, I love her.
We all been together.
And then we were with the mayor at the football game.
Oh, that's right. We did football games together back in the
popcorn.
We've got a relationship.
Yeah, the Clippers. Diamond Dog Night
with Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Oh, he really whipped out the celebrities that night.
Yes, absolutely. WWGH, we're here once again at 1136 Mount Vernon Avenue
in Marion, Ohio.
Then the fair, we did the fair. You remember when you announced you were running for president?
Yes,
you came to the fair, and it was a whole hullabaloo there at the fair.
Yeah. What was the lady there at the football? What was it, Pee Wee football?
Yes.
She was the...
Martha Dell. Queen of Dance.
The Queen of Dance, Martha.
Still with us at 89 years young.
Yeah, I want to live to see those ages. I'm looking forward to a lot of other great things once this pandemic blows over. Am I in?
No, you're good. No.
We got some info for you.
We got some info. Oh, boy, Ted.
Okay.
All right. You know what? I am going to have you, because it was the golden voice.
Okay.
So now get ready. I'm going to announce it, and then I'm going to send it over to you. You got the information? And here's what we're going to do, folks. Now get ready. Brace yourself. Coming from the golden voice here, we are going to learn so far today, grand opening of Dunkin', July 21st, 2020, what the top-selling donut has been and the top-selling drink.
Okay.
All right. Turn it over to the golden voice, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Ladies and gentlemen, the top-selling donut is the vanilla cream. So when you come to Dunkin' today, get some of the vanilla cream. You've got to taste it. And the top-selling drink is iced coffee. There have been so many orders of iced coffee. Everybody loves a Dunkin' iced coffee. So come on down and tell Carolyn and the gang here to let you try some of their delicious iced coffee.
See Cuppy,
that's right. We're here at the Dunkin' spot, the new location, grand opening of Dunkin'. And they dropped the donut part of it, but Dunkin' Donuts has been around since I was a kid.
49 minutes past this particular hour, and we've got one more hour, one more big hour. Who knows what's going to happen in that last hour, Ted?
That's right. And you know what? I'm looking forward to it. I've been taking pictures as people pull up. I've been taking pictures with a lot of people. I don't get that chance very often, especially with this quarantine situation, stay-home order or whatever. But I love Marion, Ohio. I've got a lot of loyalty here to my friend Scott Spears. You're listening to 107.1, better known as WWGH Marion.
And in this whole thing, I can't wait for 10 minutes because I'm going to get to eat breakfast finally.
Remember, come on, try the best-selling donut. It's vanilla cream and, of course, iced coffee, the number one best-selling drink here at Dunkin'.
Now, when we look back at the... Now, you started out, this is always interesting to people, when you started out as a DJ.
Yes, a morning drive.
Where was the first station and what type of things did you do?
Well, I tell you what, here in the Ohio market, Columbus, Ohio, I started at WZZT in Johnstown, Ohio. I was on from 7 till midnight, 7 p.m. till midnight, every weeknight. And then I went from there to the number one morning show, Ted Williams on Miracle 106.3. We were licensed to London, Ohio, but our tower was in Columbus. I mean, I'm sorry, our tower was in London, and our studios were in Columbus. But I loved it. Morning drive. This is my thing. Boy, if you can keep me getting up a couple mornings, I'll be ready for morning.
You like doing the morning?
Yes.
Morning has a different feel than any other time of day, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. What's the current temp, Terry?
We're going to find the temperature.
Okay.
It's probably over 70 by this point,
I would say. We do have sunshine in the city, so come on. Have a great day. Dunkin' your delicious donuts here at Dunkin'. 84. Well, we've got sunshine, fairly cloudy skies, and a current temperature of 84 degrees, and that's weather-wise from the weather guys.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And our top-selling donut and drink for the day
is vanilla cream and iced coffee. Come on over to Dunkin' and get you some.
Oh, it's the way to be.
That's right.
It's the only way to be. Here on Mount Vernon Avenue.
Now, when do we go to a break again? Because I'll make
9 minutes.
9 minutes. Okay, I got to go. Hey, Dave, come on over here.
You can take this seat.
Yeah. Come on over here. I want to talk to David again about some of the fantastic. It's living in balance. And David is one of my health experts as far as I'm concerned. I wanted to ask him how long had he been involved with NICIN. Which he always corrects me with the spelling, NICKEN. They've got a great water system, and that's not the only thing I can speak on because there's other things. But, David, I wanted you to take a quick little break here and tell people how they can still find health and balance with eating a delicious donut and the products of what you are familiar with, and that's the Nikin products.
Well, health and wellness has always been a topic for some time, but even companies like Dunkin' are, you know, keeping up with the trends and realizing, you know, people can go to a place like Dunkin' and still find healthy choices.
Yeah.
They have, as a matter of fact, I had one of the, they have a breakfast sandwich called the Power Breakfast.
The Power Breakfast.
It is turkey sausage instead of the regular pork sausage and egg whites and cheese on a multigrain bread.
Okay. Was it good?
Yes, it's very good. Multigrain bread, it gives you a lot more fiber than just a regular white flour bread. So even at a place like Dunkin' that people associate with donuts, even though they dropped the word donuts, as you mentioned, you can still find healthy choices. But what was interesting, when you were mentioning the that they informed me, that top-selling donut, the vanilla cream,
the
vanilla
cream,
frosting,
yeah.
They have completely sold out of that.
Oh, boy, you're not going to get the donut of the day, the vanilla cream, but you can try the iced coffee. David, I wanted to ask you real briefly, talk a little bit about that barley grass.
Barley grass is very interesting. Any of you people listening, if you're trying to address your health and well-being in any way, if you go on YouTube and do a search for the health benefits of barley grass, you will find some very, very interesting things.
Yeah.
I remember on a previous show here on Scott's radio station that one of the things that you don't want to be in the news for, or you don't want to be one of the top rated areas of the country for, is negative news. Nobody wants to be in the top two or three for negative news, but unfortunately it was brought to my attention that Marion, Ohio is one of the top towns or communities in the nation for problems with addiction.
Yeah.
Whether it be the opioids or heroin, things like that. Well,
yeah.
Barley grass can be an amazing solution for helping to kick an addiction. Whether it's smoking, alcohol, caffeine, even sugar. Because obviously diabetes is an addiction to sugar.
Yes.
And alcohol is a sugar. Your body processes alcohol just like it does sugar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But also even the heavy drugs like the opioids, the pain meds, and also like heroin, cocaine. This barley grass can be an amazing solution for somebody trying to fight an addiction.
It's almost like a miracle drink. Yeah.
Well, really, a miracle drink, but it's really, it's a food. It's actually called the world's most perfect food because it's got the most nutrient, it's got the highest number of nutrients for what they call the most nutrient-dense food on the planet.
Wow.
They said that if you were on a deserted island and you had this, all you had was this barley grass and you had the really good Pymag water, you would not only survive, you would actually thrive.
Wow.
That's how loaded it is with nutrition.
And it doesn't taste bad at all. I thought it was going to be bitter and all that, but it doesn't taste too bad. It doesn't really have a taste at all, to be honest.
What's funny about that, Ted, is how people love their sweets. They like things to have a sweet taste.
Yeah.
When I have somebody, so many times when I have somebody try the barley grass for the first time, they get this funny look on their face. they get this funny look and they say, well, it tastes like grass. And I say, well, what'd you think it was going to taste like? A chocolate milkshake? It's barley grass.
Yeah, and it has so many benefits to it. I can't tell you, David, as much as I look forward to getting some of these products in and implemented in a routine in my life, I just really can't wait. You're listening to the grand opening of Dunkin' right here at 1136 Mount Vernon Avenue here in Marion, Ohio. And from what I understand, the top-selling donut of the day was vanilla cream, and they're no longer right now having any of that. Iced coffee, the top-selling drink of the day. Dunkin' is now back in Marion, bigger and better than ever. So come on down. We're here. We'll be leaving at noon, but they'll be open and waiting for you right here at the new location.
Yeah, so far the response has been amazing. I mean, the line of cars at the drive-thru continues to overlap where the actual line, where the front of the line is at the window.
Yeah.
The pickup window, the line of cars has overlapped itself.
Yeah.
And it's been nonstop all morning.
Well, Dave, give them that website again and your phone number or whatever so they can get in contact with you because I can see that people are listening. People are coming in saying, hey, you're coming in clear. And Dave, go ahead and give them yours.
Any of you listeners that want to get your body healthier than it currently is, or anybody that wants their body to look and feel and perform the best it possibly can,
you'll find this Meekin company to be an amazing solution. You can see what the products are all about at my website. It's www.meekin, that's NIKKEN.com/NA for North America, /live in balance. One word, live in balance.
Thank you, David. Hey, we're broadcasting live once again here at the Duncan location, 1136 Mount Vernon Avenue. Yours truly, Ted Williams, the man with the God-given golden voice, Scott Spears, David Jones of Living in Balance, and Terry. So we're just having a good time bringing some good folks back into the community. And as I could see, it was well needed. Or people were looking forward to it. Top-selling donut of the day has been the vanilla cream, no longer in stock. So come on and have some iced coffee and many other varieties of donuts here at Dunkin'.
The response has been amazing so far. The line at the drive-thru was forming even before they opened officially at 8 o'clock. So, and it's been nonstop, so the response has been fantastic.
Scotty, how much time do we have before a break? I'm going to go out and meet some more people go over here and mess with Cuppy.
You know, we are coming up on the break here, I believe, momentarily.
You know, if you'd have said, I'm Cuppy, I
was... We've got about a minute left here before we go to break. Ted? Well, we're here at Duncan. 30 seconds, Ted. Send it to break for 30 seconds.
Okay, well, once again, 1136 Mount Vernon Avenue is the location. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion's number one info channel, and we're here at Duncan. Okay, are we going down to 10?
19 seconds.
19, 18. No, I'm just teasing. Once again, the top-selling donut of the day, vanilla cream no longer in stock, and we've got iced coffee for you. We're here having a ball. Come on by. 4, 3. We're out of here in about 1 second.
You're